Imagine three moments from this past year. A father kneels to tie his daughter's shoe, and she beams at him with pride. A young woman shares her first Shabbos candle lighting with a friend, laughing as the flames flicker. A man pauses on the sidewalk watching a stranger help an elderly neighbor carry groceries up the steps. These moments may seem small, even ordinary, but each one carries memory, and each memory shapes identity. Memory is not just recollection, it is the story of who we are, the bridge between past, present, and future. Now imagine I stop someone on the street and ask, why do we remember? Most people would probably shrug and offer a simple answer, so we don't forget who we are, to learn from our mistakes, because the good memories make life worth living, to hold on to the people we love, so history doesn't repeat itself. And they would be right. Memory helps us stay connected, grounded, and safe. But then comes the harder question. If memory is about connection, why does the Torah call Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, the day of renewal, the birthday of the world, Zichron Teruah, a day of memory proclaimed through the shofar blast? If Rosh Hashanah is about the future, about starting fresh, about change and growth, why give it a name that looks backward? What does memory have to do with moving forward? And how is it connected to the shofar? One way to understand this is through the lens of judgment and teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah begins the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and the only way to repent meaningfully is to look back to remember our actions in the past year. Memory allows us to see where we fell short, where we grew, and how we can improve. The shofar, as the Rambam explains, may serve as a wake-up call, a spiritual alarm clock urging us to remember, to reflect, and to realign ourselves with the life we wish to live. And if for us judgment requires memory, the same is true, as it were, for God. Throughout the Torah, when God remembers, it is always followed by action. Vayizkor Elohim es Noach, and he brought the flood to an end. Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham, and he saved Lot. Vayizkor Elohim es Rachel, and he opened her womb. For God to judge us in Rosh Hashanah, God must also remember, not just to recall, but to act upon memory. That is why this day of judgment is also a day of memory. According to this approach, the shofar is a nonverbal prayer when we beg that God should be Shomea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Barachamim, that he should hear prayer in the shofar blast and judge us mercifully. But memory is more than judgment. It is also about identity. Rachel Gross in Beyond the Synagogue, Jewish Nostalgia as Religious Practice, reminds us that even the simplest actions can connect us to who we are. She writes, "Buying a pastrami sandwich from a deli is an ordinary activity, but many American Jews understand the sandwich as a connection to other Jews past and present. It may remind them of other delis where they have eaten, perhaps with their families. They may think sentimentally of how Jews in the past have eaten, imagining that the sandwich links them to their ancestors. The nostalgia inspired by a pastrami sandwich is part of American Jewish religion." Now, this may sound a bit funny, maybe even extreme, but it makes an important point. Even in ordinary acts, memory roots us in who we are and ties us to a story larger than ourselves. Professor Yosef Chaim Yerushalmi, one of the 20th century's greatest Jewish historians, understood this deeply. In his classic work, Zachor, he explains that Jewish identity is not formed by dates and facts alone, but by memory, by the stories, rituals, and prayers that let us live our heritage. The Torah repeatedly tells us to remember the Exodus from Egypt, Shabbos, Amalek, not just to know history, but to live it. When we celebrate Pesach, we relive our ancestors' courage. When we mark Yom HaShoah, we let the voices of the lost guide our conscience. Yerushalmi taught that memory is sacred. It changes us. It shapes our hearts, our values, and the way we carry tradition forward. This lesson is timeless. It is why Rosh Hashanah is called Zichron Teruah, a day of memory. On one level, it is for judgment and teshuva. But on a deeper level, it reminds us that memory shapes who we are. Our memory is selective. We remember what matters, what teaches, and what shapes us. On Rosh Hashanah, we reflect on the past year. What actions reflect who we are, what lessons we have learned, and how we want to grow. I recall sitting Shiva for my mother and trying to remember and share as many stories as I could about my mother. But I always returned to the same five or six stories. I remember telling this to Rabbi Menachem Penner, who said that indeed during Shiva, we return again and again to a few select memories. Those five or six stories shape how we understand and remember our loved ones. On Rosh Hashanah, the memories we choose to hold on to help us understand who we really are and who we want to be. They shape our values and guide how we act in the year ahead. Maybe it's the first time you taught your child to read, the time you helped a friend, or a moment of personal courage you almost forgot. These memories tell the story of who you are. The first question is to ask yourself, which moments from the past year define you and your experiences? And isn't that what the shofar does? That piercing primal cry cuts through the noise of our lives and jolts us awake. It doesn't whisper. It doesn't negotiate. It blasts. And in that blast, we are called to remember who we are, what defines us, and what we will choose to claim as our identity. Think about it. The sound of the shofar is not so different from the siren we hear on Yom HaShoah or Yom HaZikaron in Israel. In those moments in Israel, the country stops, cars pull over, people stand still, a nation remembers. That siren is not a call for teshuvah, it is a call for identity. It says, you are part of Am Yisrael. This is your story. This is your people. This is who you are. And even before those blasts in modern Israel, there was an earlier blast, the shofar at Har Sinai, which we recall in our tefillos in Rosh Hashanah. That too was not a blast for teshuva, but a blast of belonging. It was the sound that gathered us as one people under God, ready to receive the Torah. So too, the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It is not only a cry to repent, it's a cry to belong. To know that our lives are not lived in isolation, but woven into the destiny of our people. Take a moment. What five memories from this past year define you? Were they moments of pride, challenge, or growth? The shofar pushes us to see those memories not just as personal milestones, but as threads in the greater fabric of the Jewish story. It calls us to remember, to stand tall, and to shape our identity through both personal and national memory. And there's a second aspect we should think about on this day of memory. Which memories do you want to create? Which story do you hope to leave behind? Like I mentioned, when I was saying Shiva for actually both of my parents, I returned again and again to a few select memories. Those stories shaped my relationship with my parents in a very profound way. Similarly, Rosh Hashanah is a day to ask ourselves, which memories define me? But more than that, which do I hope to create and which do I hope to leave behind? If you could think of one story that you would want someone to tell at your shiva, what would it be? One story your grandchildren would love sharing because it made them proud to have you in their lives. Or a story your friends would say, this is who you were. What memories do you want to create, not just remember? On this day of Zikaron, Zichron Teruah, we ask God to remember us favorably and bless us with a sweet new year. But that plea comes with a demand to live so that we will be remembered. Not for our successes or possessions, but for whether we added a verse to the Jewish story. Rav Shagar, a leading Israeli religious Zionist thinker and educator who integrated traditional Torah learning with postmodern philosophy, quoting an idea from Rav Nachman of Breslov, said the following, "Kishemutelet al ha'adam hachlata chashuva." When a person is faced with an important decision, v'ulai gam lo chashuva, and perhaps even one that is not so important, Alav lehitamein uldamayein latzmo, ma yachshov aleha acharei shanim rabot. He must train himself to imagine what he will think of it many years from now. Kishekvar yetzei lepensia, when he has already retired. Kishamasim yafchu leifer v'zichronot, when deeds will have turned into ashes and memories. Yeshnam maasim shetamid yechamu et libeinu. There are actions that will always warm our hearts. Lolam nomar latzmenu alehem hayakedai, about which we'll always say to ourselves, it was worthwhile. Masim acharim shayom nirim kol kach chashuvim v'harei goal. Other actions which today feel so weighty, even fateful, itgamdu bimrutzat hashanim v'yerut feilim v'lo chashuvim bichlal. These actions will wither in the passage of years and reveal themselves to be trivial, insignificant, and unworthy of the urgency we once gave them. Zot ha'yecholet listakel al hazman mi perspektiva shel netzach. The secret is to learn how to see time through the lens of eternity. Rav Nachman mechanel ta arichut apayim habchina shel erech apayin anpin b'kabbalah. This, says Rav Nachman, is what Kabbalah calls erech apayim, patience, or literally the longness of face, the ability to step back, to extend your vision beyond the moment, and to see life from the eternal perspective of Arich Anpin. Rosh Hashanah is the day that demands this perspective. It is not only about being inscribed in the Book of Life, it is about inscribing our lives into the Book of Memory, so that when the years pass, when those who come after us look back, they will know what it means to have lived the life of depth, commitment, and eternal worth. So here's the challenge for this year. If you're thinking about these ideas during the Shofar Blast and throughout Rosh Hashanah, take 10 quiet minutes right after Rosh Hashanah. Write down one memory from the past year that you want to carry forward, one moment that reflects the best of who you are, who you strive to be. Then imagine one memory you want to create, one story you hope will be told about you in the years to come. Share it with your family or tuck it away somewhere safe. If we did this each year, we would build our own Sefer Zikaron, a book of memory telling the story of our lives, our values, and our legacy. The shofar cries out, "Who are you? What do you stand for?" May this year's memories answer that call. And may we be remembered as a people who lived with courage, faith, and love.